Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 332 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast about the Asian theme parks like Tokyo Disney Resort. You can find us up on our website at tdrexplorer.com and under social media, all under the same name. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I'm the one you see on camera all the time on YouTube, usually stuffing my face. And joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
Hey, Chris. I am the one flying out of my seat. My son and I found out that they were doing the Attack on Titan movie, the last one, in 4DX, and we're like, oh, we gotta go, because the last time we went he was like half the size he is now, and he was flying out of the seat. I had to grab him so that he wouldn't fall out. And so we went to go see the movie on Saturday, and it was like a really long, crazy attraction. And we're like, being tossed and thrown in our seats. It was like wild.
Did you get motion sick?
I rarely get motion sick.
Okay.
So I don't know if people usually might. I think that's definitely probably a concern. But we didn't get motion sick, neither this time nor the last time. And it was a good time. And the girls next to us were hilarious, because the opening sequence starts like for the 4DX, and they're like, "Wee!" It's like these teen girls next to us. Like,
oh my goodness.
And the girls like telling her friends, "Oh, since we'll be moving around so much, we won't cry."
I mean, fair enough.
Like, yeah, and so I'm like, oh, that's true. And she's like, oh, it's like a massage chair. It's like really funny.
That's hilarious. Oh my god,
they're ridiculous.
I guess the reason why I asked, because last time I did like an Attack on Titan like attraction like, yeah, that. Well, I know for 4DX, like the seats don't, like, it's not like you're watching a movie. It's not like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's not an attraction.
Yeah. Like the goggles. I feel like the goggles, there's a higher chance of motion sickness.
Yeah. I think it's what's it called? I did at Fuji Q Highland when they had the Attack on Titan ride.
Yeah.
That made me so sick.
Really?
Like it was too much.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. I can see that, because the way the video, like, motion is kind of like you're in the 3DMG gear. Oh, yeah,
that was like
perspective.
In 2015. Like, that, yeah, was 10. Oh my goodness, that was 10 years ago now. So yeah,
I can see that.
I just remember, sure, it was just like, it was very blurry. Like, oh, I should say blurry, but it was just, you know, that stuff was not usually the highest quality, and that's usually, mm-hmm, what does it for me. It's like, it just messes me up. So yeah.
Oh my god, no, I can totally get that. But this, we didn't have any issues.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah.
Have you seen any other movies?
I saw this really weird movie about this guy who's a beekeeper, but like by beekeeper they mean, I don't know, like somebody who, I don't know. They're like, so they were working for this lady, and she gets scammed out of like her life savings and like this charity that she was like participating in, and she commits suicide, and then it's like a revenge movie. It was really, really, like, it was really weird and wild, but it was entertaining. I don't know. Okay. I don't know how I feel about it. It was just like really a weird movie. I feel like we're in like movie limbo here right now, because like there's a lot of really great movies that haven't been released here yet from overseas, like The Substance and Nosferatu and Wicked. So it's kind of like we're waiting, even for some of them, for like a release date at all. But yeah. So it's like, you know, you've been to movie theaters. It's not like, oh no, a lot of movies right now.
No. Well, we are getting the new Captain America film.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
On the 14th. Same day as everywhere else.
Exactly. Those movies we usually tend to get either early or on the day, right?
Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah.
I don't know how they decide that.
I don't know either. I have no idea. I just want to see Nosferatu.
I know. I want to see that too. Oh,
and like, The Substance.
This was something I talked about when I first moved to Japan. I was just saying, if you're a movie buff, like not from Japan, it's kind of rough living here in terms of films.
It can be like torture. Yeah.
Some films just either they don't come out here at all or they come out like well after, right?
Mm-hmm.
Such a weird thing, you
know? Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, I thought today we could talk about news updates.
Yeah, let's do it.
At Tokyo Disney, because we haven't done that in a little bit. And usually we can just fill up an entire episode with it. Oh my goodness, where should we start? Should we just start with like some closures?
Like let's do that. I feel like those are some pretty big updates that are really important.
Yeah. So this isn't an exhaustive list. So like you can check the TDR website and also we keep an updated list on our website as well. And just so people know, like they usually stick to this schedule pretty closely. Like I don't think I've really seen them ever deviate, to be honest.
Yeah, agreed.
So like if it says it's closing on this date, it's closed on that date. And then the date until it's going to be closed on that day as well, meaning it's going to open the day after. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of in the middle, like winter time is usually when they start doing these kind of refurbishments, especially for the big rides. Just because, you know, obviously like a lot of these really big rides, they want them open during the really busy times.
Uh-huh.
Like right now we're kind of in the lower season, even though wait times lately don't indicate that.
Well, it's Lunar New Year, so it's like one of the biggest travel seasons in Asia, you know?
Yeah. It's just like they have to do it at some point, right?
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to pick a day. I wonder if like, you know, how like winter used to be like the slow season. I wonder if they might eventually move it to summer because the summer heat is so unbearable and it seems like the wait times are shorter now during the summer months, like late summer.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Mm-hmm.
But for closures, probably the biggest one that's happening, well, I guess tomorrow as of this recording, February 4th until February 10th. So it's only 6 days, is Enchanted Tale of Beauty and the Beast. That's a big one to be going down.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully it's only for less than a week.
Gosh, yeah, it's such a short amount of time.
Thank goodness. They started doing this, I think, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They started bringing it down. It's usually February is when they start bringing Enchanted Tale of Beauty and the Beast down. Thankfully, it's all indoors. So they don't really need to worry too much about weather, I guess, with this attraction, which is nice.
For sure.
Splash Mountain from February 12th until March 19th. So that's just over a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's I feel like cold. Because it's so much water, there's got to be like tons of maintenance with that.
Oh, yeah. And February, coldest month of the year, typically.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that attraction in February.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
And then there's two dates in February that Dreamlights isn't happening. So February 5th and February 21st, there's no Dreamlights.
Wow, that's so interesting, just like those pinpoint days.
Yeah, I wonder why. I guess maybe they pick it strategically to do some sort of like maintenance or something.
Mm.
Who knows? The biggest one, now this is a little bit further ahead, but I figured I'd mention this now for people because it is kind of, it might be a deal breaker for people.
Sure.
Is Anna and Elsa's Frozen Journey is going under refurbishment May 8th through May 28th. Mm-hmm. 2025. So this is the first time it's going down for refurbishment. Well, like less than a year.
Yeah, but like,
and that's important. It's actually kind of lengthy too. It's 20 days.
But like these attractions, like when my son went, he said that they were constantly breaking down.
They're so complex.
Mm-hmm.
And adding in animatronics with a water ride.
Oh yeah.
Like everything is timed. Like yeah. a lot of this is like timing. If the timing is off, it's not a great experience. So yeah, I can just imagine.
I'd rather they do the maintenance than if they leave 100%. It to, you know.
Oh yeah, 100%. So yeah, that's probably the biggest one that's happening. Soonish, I guess. Well, we're already in February.
I don't know. See, I'm looking at the last one on the list and I'm like, why would they choose that specific day? That's so weird.
Oh, so yeah, Beliefs Eva Dreams. It's currently it was down for like a week already, though. We're kind of past that, though.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know why it's like one random day.
It's like a Friday and it's Valentine's Day. Like, why would you choose that day? You could pick any day out of the month, you know?
I'm like, nah, nothing for you guys on Valentine's Day. I don't know. Yeah, it was down for a little bit. It's still currently down. Sorry. Beliefs Eva Dreams stopped on January 14th until February 10th.
Okay.
So like almost a month. And then again on a random the 14th of February. So I don't know why they're doing that.
Why didn't they open it on the 11th and then keep it open on Valentine's Day?
Don't know. Special event. Wait, is that when one of the closing early days? It oh, is. That's why.
That's why. The park's going to be. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Oh, no. We're falling apart.
Oh, no. I dropped my phone. Okay. Oh, so it's going to be the park's going to be closed.
Yeah. So that's why it's not on. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Oh, so, wait. That's probably the same thing for Dreamlights then. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. Talk about. Doing that
makes
research.
Sense. That makes sense why it would be like one day and one day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 21st. Oh, yeah. February 5th and the 21st. That's when Tokyo Disneyland is closing early as well. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, we got to talk about this because people are like, what does that mean? Sometimes, yeah. during what used to be the off season, they will have like parties, like company parties or like special event parties for like JCB or whatever. And the park will close early and they still charge the full ticket price.
Yeah.
What they used to do was, because people make mistakes and they accidentally buy a ticket for that day. And what they used to do would be if you showed up on that day and you're like, it closes early, they would give you like a discount to go to the other park in the evening. Like I think it used to be like 3,000 yen or something like that, like an after six ticket. But they don't do that anymore. So.
Yeah. Well, that's also when the parks were open till 10.
Yeah. So don't make that mistake.
Yeah.
Don't buy a ticket on the day. So check those closures. Park closing times really carefully before buying your tickets.
Yeah. It's usually on Fridays. Usually. Not always, but it's usually Fridays. But in this case, February 5th is what, Wednesday?
Yeah. So just check it no matter what.
Yeah. Both parks are closing at 7 on February 5th. So it's probably parties, like special buyout or something. That's usually what it is.
And they do tend to be less crowded those days, but still it's kind of like a bummer.
Yeah, like I would only go if you're someone who's been before and you kind of know what you're doing and you don't mind paying a full price ticket and lose a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably worth going because, yeah, it's typically a little bit like quieter on those days. But like if you're someone who hasn't been before, like I would change it around if I could.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah. So I guess quickly to recap, February 5th, both parks close at 7. And then February 14th and 28th, Tokyo Disney Sea closes at 6:30. And then February 21st, Tokyo Disneyland closes at 6:30 p.m. So yeah, always check those park hours. And they have, I think they post them like 6 months ahead of time. Something.
Oh,
like
for
that.
Sure. Yeah.
So you don't have to, you will know well in advance what the park hours are going to be. I'm just double checking here. June. I think we go up until July. Yeah, we're up till July. So February, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah. Yeah, they have the park hours up until July 5th.
Cool.
There you go. Well, that was easy. Space Mountain is like pretty much gone, the old one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's so weird.
I forgot to ride the monorail. No.
You got it. What are you doing? Go ride the monorail.
You just reminded me. I'm like, no.
You're so close. Go.
I know. I'll go. Weird. I will go.
Go. Pay your respects as it's being dismantled.
Yes.
Well, at least like the top half of it's gone. I haven't been in the park in a while. Mm. Or in a few weeks. So I don't know for sure. Also, they had like in the park, they had tons of scaffolding up and stuff too. So, but yeah, it's so weird to see. Our Space Mountain just being like dismantled. It's almost like, you know, those like sped up videos of ants.
Oh, yeah.
Going over like, you know, a poor dead animal or something. Oh. It's kind of what it like, kind of felt like. Just like out in the open. We're like, oh no.
We're
taking the paneling off. Like, I remember when they first started doing it. This was probably like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
I could see. You know, like once you went up the ramp and then there was like mm-hmm. the platform up there outside, they had scaffolding up, but I could kind of see between the scaffolding.
Yeah.
And there was someone there with like, I don't know what it's called, like a heavy machinery that had like a scoop. So like they were like breaking like the flooring or whatever they were doing. I was like, oh no.
So sad. Eek.
Such a weird thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as we've said many times on this podcast, the new Space Mountain's coming in 2027.
Should be cool.
That's what, 2 years away now.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for that. I'm just for like, sure. I'm just so interested to see what's going to happen to Tomorrowland overall. Yeah. Cause like we know next year is when the Wreck-It Ralph / Sugar Rush attraction is going to open in place of Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just talked about this like two episodes ago, didn't we? We kind of did. We did. Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, like, I don't know about you, but like, I don't care about the Wreck-It Ralph like theming that much.
Yeah.
I just want to ride a candy race.
Oh my goodness. It's totally going to be a candy racer, isn't it?
Yes, right. It has to be, right? Goodness. Like, that's the only thing I care about. I want to ride race cars with candy.
I really like the Wreck-It Ralph franchise.
It's fine. It's entertaining, but.
I think, like, for me, like, I was kind of like the target audience for that because, like, I grew up with, like, those video games they kind of feature in it. So,
yeah.
It was kind of like my jam, I guess. I'm more of like a Wreck-It Ralph fan than I am like a Vanellope. I like, don't get me wrong, I love Vanellope, but like obviously she was kind of meant for, you know, the younger crowd, right?
And I guess. I don't remember the characters that much.
That's clearly what they're doing with, you know, the whole Vanellope Sweets event, right? They're kind of conditioning all the young 20-something-year-olds to warm up to Vanellope because there's going to be an attraction with her in it.
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe they'll make maybe that whole alley will just be like Wreck-It Ralph and the other side will turn to like a meet and greet area like we talked about before, but maybe it's just like Wreck-It Ralph characters.
I guess. Maybe.
That could be something. Who knows? You never know.
I just want candy.
Fair enough. Yeah. I guess like probably one of the bigger news is Lorcana came out, the card game finally came out in Japan on the 25th of January. I went and bought some cards. I haven't opened them yet because I wasn't feeling great and I wanted to record a video, but I haven't been feeling well enough to record a video. So like the box is just taunting me.
Oh my God.
Taunting me. It's one of those things that
open
like,
me, Chris. Like,
I love this stuff and I want to play it. I want to open it, but it's like, okay, well, I need to like record a video for it, you know, so I don't want to do it yet. And it's just like kind of, it's a little torturous, but I'm feeling a lot better now, so I should be able to probably do it sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they released Lorcana, the card game here in Japan. And of course, the cards are in Japanese. And they've just done the first chapter, but they already let us know that they're releasing the second chapter in March. Well, so I'm wondering, soon. I'm wondering if they're going to, like, every 2 months, they're going to play, like, they're going to try and play catch up maybe with the, like, the other releases. Cause I think they have six.
Like
card sets already. And I think a new one has just come out in, like, North America, Europe and stuff. So I'm wondering if they're going to kind of keep up with that. Like try and catch up, you know, within the year.
Sure.
Cause I guess, like, the artwork is done. The artwork is all the same. It's just translating the cards and just making sure they look good in Japanese. And it's being handled by Tomy Toys, which is interesting.
Sense. Yeah. I feel like who usually does, like, these kind of games, like Cardass or.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not too familiar with, like, the card games in Japan, like the specific ones. But I was talking to someone, and they said it's interesting that Tomy is doing this because I don't think Tomy really does card games.
No.
I guess it makes sense because Tomy does the Tomikas, right?
Because it's like Disney related. It probably has like a Disney IP.
Yeah, so it's probably just an easier partnership that way, which would make sense. And, you know, go with the company you already know.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool. It was hard to find information on this. So when the card game launched, they were selling the booster boxes at Bon Voyage. I didn't think they would sell them at Tokyo Disney at all.
I thought they would sell it at Disney Store.
So they were at the Disney Store. I think they're sold out because I was just there today at the Xperia location. And, like, there's nothing. Like, they were, like, the cards are gone. But, like, even a day after, like, the release of it.
Yeah.
It was dwindling pretty quick. Like, people, I think it's just sold out is what it is. So the Disney stores in Japan do sell them. Mm-hmm. I checked the other Disney store, the one at LaLaport, Tokyo Bay.
Yeah.
The one that's at Minami Funabashi. There's nothing there either for Lorcana.
What about places like Big Camera and stuff? I feel like you could probably find it there.
Yeah, I haven't checked, but according to the Lorcana website, the Japanese website, they sell them at, you know, Disney Store, and then other, like, trading card places.
Mm-hmm.
Which would make sense. I haven't done too much hunting for them since they came out. Since I kind of have the first series in English already, so I'm like, I'm not that keen, I guess.
Yeah, you don't need to because you could just, like, substitute those cards, right? It doesn't have to be, like, in Japanese to play, right?
See, I don't, like, I was kind of reading up on this. I don't know how it's going to work. Whoever's listening, let me preface this. I don't play, like, these card games competitively, so I don't understand how rules and stuff work. This is me just kind of guessing. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I was doing a little bit of reading, and I think it sounds like because obviously there'll be some sort of Lorcana gameplay here in Japan, but you probably, like, if you're using Japanese, like, playing in Japanese, the Japanese version, you're not going to be able to bring the English cards over.
Why?
Because that would put you into an advantage currently, because like right now Japan only has the one series, whereas North America has six, so there's a lot more cards.
But that's, like, for, like, the competitive thing. Like, for casual people, like, no, I would imagine they just let you use whatever.
Yeah, who knows? I'm not sure how it all works, but.
Right?
Yeah. But, for me, I'm, like, I probably, like, what I bought for Lorcana in Japanese for this chapter, that's probably all I'm going to buy because I kind of have a lot of the first chapter already. I don't really want to have, like, quadruple of everything. I don't really need that.
Yeah, but, for sure.
I still, you know, card games are exciting. But for selling them, like, it's hard to find a straight answer to this. I might just have to ask someone at the park. But Bon Voyage was selling just the booster boxes. They weren't selling the starter kits that I saw. But the booster boxes are now gone. So I don't know if they're going to bring them back or if it was just something for the launch, you know, like they had stock.
That's like pretty standard though, right? The booster boxes.
Yeah. I don't,
they're not limited, right?
No. So I don't know if they're going to, bring them back to Tokyo Disney? I'm not sure. Who knows? I guess we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. Like, but everywhere I've checked anywhere so far anyway, there's nothing. So it looks like it's sold out. But that also happened with Lorcana when it first came out in North America.
Yeah.
I was there for it. It just sold out everywhere and it was really hard to get.
Mm-hmm,
so I'm guessing it's probably the same case here for now.
Yeah.
But, you know, time will tell. We'll see. It's just exciting that something Lorcana is here.
For sure.
Because, you know, Japan loves its card games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we'll kind of keep an eye on that and see what happens. Speaking of merchandise, though, I'm happy that they're doing this. So at Disneyland and DisneySea at Disneyland, the trading post in Westernland, and at DisneySea in the American Waterfront, Steamboat Mickey's, both of those stores is all merchandise that is 50% off, and it's until the end of February.
Because
mm-hmm. they don't usually do this. They did this once before that I remember, and this was during, like, you know, the COVID times. This is like, what, 20, maybe 22, maybe?
They used to do it at, like, the big store.
Yeah,
like they would have a corner.
Yeah, it was like a little corner, right? Like it wasn't too much stuff, but this is like now just like a full on. The whole store is 50% off merchandise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe they're trying to reduce waste, because you know what would happen, right? Like years ago, when an event ended, that merchandise was gone. Like didn't matter how much was left, it was gone. You could not buy it.
Yeah, it would go straight to like the cast store.
Yeah, like. Like there was like there's no publicly available like cast connection kind of place for like mm-hmm. regular people to go to.
No,
you know, compared to the US parks. I don't know about Hong Kong or Paris. I can't speak to those or Shanghai. But yeah, like usually once an event was over, stuff was just gone. Now we've noticed like things will kind of linger a little bit. Not like event merchandise still kind of disappears.
I mean, if it's popular, it's gone before the event starts, right?
It's true.
But
like a lot, like, okay, let me back up. Seasonal event merchandise still typically disappears right as the event ends, typically. And same with like seasonal merchandise that's not tied to an event. That stuff they would kind of cut that off as well. But now we're kind of noticing that stuff kind of lingers a little bit longer. So, a lot of that stuff is like 50% off now, which is kind of nice. I haven't gone to the parks yet to see what is there because they just started it 4 or 5 days ago. And it might, I'm worried it's probably already picked over. I don't know. Because I'm curious to see what they have. For 50% off merchandise, because that's pretty good. 50% off.
I get. I mean, it's probably like stuff like house stuff that they're going to make like a new version of, like glasses or towels or like things like that, you know?
Yeah, usually. And some of the stuff is, I think most of the stuff is also available through the app. Like you can order through the app. But again, let me rephrase that. You have to live in Japan to order through the app. Like they don't ship overseas and it's not going to show up, that the shopping button does not show up for you if your app is in English. So you have to switch the app to Japanese and then the online shop will show up for you. Last time I checked too, for the online shop, if you're in Japan, the app, like the online shop, everything loads. But if you're outside of Japan, I think they have it set where it's geo-locked. So if you look at it outside of Japan, the images don't load.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kind of have it really locked down. It's kind of, okay, fine, whatever. Just know that like if you want to see the online shopping tab, you have to switch to the Japanese version to see it. And I kind of understand why they do that because they don't ship like, it's only shipping within Japan. They don't ship it overseas anywhere.
Yeah.
So it just, I guess, kind of just avoids like confusion, I suppose.
So like I'm looking at it now. Some of it is kind of like, it's like the hand soap dispenser. the merch that looked like the shopping bag, some sunglasses and like headbands, a lot of Fantasy Springs merch.
Really? Fantasy Springs?
A ton of it. Yeah. Like Peter Pan and like well, but to be fair, like it's like the less cute merch.
Well, also speaking of Fantasy Springs merchandise, they've put even more of that in Bon Voyage.
Yeah, because they probably need to sell it.
Yeah. Well, also too, like, it was just annoying getting into the Fantasy Springs thing entirely. For sure. It was just like, this is annoying, you know? Yeah, that's very interesting.
No. And it's funny because, like, I remember, like, I could kind of see this coming because they did the same thing with like the Toy Story Hotel, and they're like, oh, there's this exclusive merch that you can only buy at the Toy Story Hotel. And then like a few months later, they had it in the parks at DisneySea in the regular stores.
Yeah, you know?
So I could kind of see this coming.
I guess, yeah. It, you know, it's been long enough, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, so there's a 50% off like section in the app. It's a probably good chance like it's this stuff that's there.
It would make sense.
Because the website does also say like, oh, this merchandise is also available through the app. So,
mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a lot of Fantasy Springs merchandise here.
There's
right.
A ton of it.
There's a lot. Oh, the hand. Yeah, the hand soap. Oh, that's interesting. The hand soap. So yeah, maybe they're
probably going to make a new design.
Yeah. I do like our pump though. Our pump is the best one. It's Mickey's hand, like high five. So it like comes out of the top instead of like, because every other part copied our original one, you know, where you put your hand underneath and push down.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a pain to, like once you figured it out, it was fine. But it was just kind of annoying because you didn't really, sometimes it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they have the Harmony and Color Float Parade figurines on sale. Oh, they're half price.
Yeah.
Ooh. I will pay 2,900 yen for one of the figurines. I wouldn't pay 7,000 yen or 5,800 yen. Sorry.
No.
Oh, yeah. Duh, it says park. Yeah. Like available in the park, available online.
Yeah.
Oh, I want the carabiners. One has the Disneyland logo, one has the DisneySea logo.
That's kind of cool. The calendars make sense 100%, right?
Yeah.
Although, like, it's still February, so it's not bad.
Yeah. Oh, they have the rubber keychain trash cans on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2,400 yen for a rubber keychain is a lot. So 1,200 is. It really is. 1,200 is better. That's a better price, in my opinion. Oh, the Tokyo Disneyland mugs and DisneySea pink mugs. For 700 yen. Ooh. that's a good deal. I don't need any more mugs, but hey, if you need a pink logo mug, there you go.
Boxers, you know what's kind of cute? The mini towel of the popcorn that looks like the popcorn like box looks really cute. Mm-hmm.
We're just looking at merchandise here.
We're just like shopping. Don't mind
us. We're just shopping. Like, whatever. Don't mind us. Oh, change the Tokyo Disney Resort app into Japanese and then load your VPN so you're in Japan and then find the shopping tab. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It's finally on sale. Oh my goodness. I need to go.
What?
Oh, they're only available online. Just forget it. I'll buy it online. The pastel brown colored shoulder bags.
Oh, the plastic of bottle Chippendale. One? Oh, no, the Chippendale,
The Chippendale ones. Oh, they're so cute. And I wanted them. I'm like, I want both of them, but I can't justify spending 2,900 yen.
It's 50% for one. Off. Do 50%
off. Like, I can get both now for 2,900. Oh, they're out in the park. They're only online. Okay, I'm going to buy them online then.
Do it.
I'm going to have to pay shipping. But if I spend over 10,000 yen, then it's free shipping.
Buy, like, snacks, too.
That's what I love to do. I love buying the snacks.
Right?
I love buying the snacks. Oh, the vending machine figurine blind boxes are on sale. Oh, that's a that's a good price. I bought these full price. So they're 3,600 yen for the full box, regular 72. That is a good deal. Those are so cool. Like that, like that's uniquely Tokyo Disney, these little figurines. Cause like those are the vending machines in the parks. Oh, that's so wonderful.
I will tell you what though, this might be kind of like a slippery slope for them because like, for example, we like in the past, like we don't go to Disney very often anymore, but like for like the Haunted Mansion event, we would like go that like one time of year and like splurge on like Haunted Mansion stuff. But if I know it's probably going to be left over and it's probably going to go on sale, I'll just order it from the website. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess I'd rather just get rid of it than have to like deal with it after.
Yeah, true.
It's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love shopping.
Shopping is so fun. Yeah.
Wait, where's the food? Where did you see the food? I saw the, what were they? They weren't mochi. They were like the little, like, they look like the little daruma, the little candies. Washi? No, not washi. What are they called? You know, the little like candies that you eat that are like in the shapes of stuff?
Like hard candy?
Oh, there it is. No, not hard candy. Damaru Suitsu, Kamibako, Mickey Mouse to Nakamatachi. Doesn't tell me anything. I'm forgetting the Japanese word for it, but you know, like the little sweets that are like, it's basically just sugar, right? Like a little, it's almost like a little, like it's not mochi, but it's kind of like a little mochi, but it's like they're highly detailed.
I have no idea.
I don't know what it's called. The name is on the tip of my tongue. I don't remember what it's called. Well, okay. Do you have the app open still?
I could have it open.
If you go to the first page of the sales page and scroll.
Okay.
Down, like halfway down.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's after the Fantasy Springs stuff. Hold on.
I'm going. I'm searching. Oh, the Daruma stuff.
Yeah, so there's the Daruma sweet.
Yeah, what is that called?
I don't remember.
It's like kind of like jelly a little bit, right? Yeah,
it's
like
a jelly. I think it's a little bit of mochi. Like there's a Japanese word for it. Nothing on there says it.
Yeah.
It just says sweets. Doesn't help me. Oh my goodness.
New Year's is over though.
Yeah.
Who's buying this?
That's why they're getting rid of it, right?
They should have gotten rid of this faster.
You know what I could do?
It looks really cute though.
You know what I could do?
What could you do?
To get me over the 10,000 yen so I can get free shipping so they can send it to me. Is buy the mochi. Getting the mochi because you know they sell the frozen stuff.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Are you buying it right now?
No, because I have to get my credit card and stuff. Oh, wait, no. My credit card is
it's on me. There. It's probably it's on there. Yeah.
Calling me out like that. Oh, my goodness. We're just like, we're just basically shopping.
Do it, Chris.
I forgot you don't need a park ticket anymore.
You can just order. That's so wild to me because before you used to need park ticket.
Yeah, I want the green alien mochi.
How much is the green alien mochi?
I think it's like 6,000? No, 5,000 yen? 4,000 yen? Something like that. But you get a lot.
Uh-huh.
Why can't I find them? Where are they? It's usually on the top.
Chris, would it be cheaper to go to Mercari and just order the bags that you want?
Might be. It might be. Okay, yeah. So here's the frozen.
Because if you're trying to get over like this limit and it's something don't need.
this is what they do, yeah. Okay, here it is. Okay. Well, I've been meaning to do a video on this for like the longest time, but then I'm like, do I want to do a video? Because like people that watch the video, unless you live in Japan, you can't order these things, but people might find it fun anyway. I don't know. But
I would watch people shopping.
Like all the frozen.
Like a double screen. Like you can see like their face and you can see like what they're looking at on the screen.
I should do that. I should have like dual cameras. Like, oh.
I think I would find that entertaining.
But no. The frozen food lineup, right?
Yeah.
So you can buy like, you can't buy these in the park. You just can't. You have to get them. You have to order them online. And again, you have to live in Japan. And then they ship it to you frozen. So they have the churros, which I would never get. But they are the Mickey shaped ones, which is, I'll give them props for that. That's cute.
Yeah.
Then they have the frozen pizza, which is bacon and pineapple, which is Mickey shaped pizza.
Okay.
And they have the onigiri sando, which is the teriyaki chicken. And it's a Mickey shaped rice bun, essentially that's what it is.
Yeah.
And then the green alien mochi, 4,500 yen for the green alien mochi. You get, how many do you get? I think you get like 10 bags of three. Is it 10 bags? I've bought it before. I think I bought it twice before.
This is like really fascinating because I'm like, who is buying these items?
Me. Eight. You get eight. So you get 24 in total.
Because I could kind of see some of it, like you could put like in bento boxes, you know, like for like like lunch or something.
Well, it's cool about this one, the green and mochi in particular, is so they have the custard, they have the strawberry, but the chocolate is a chocolate crunch and it's exclusive to this.
Of course it's exclusive.
So you can't get it in the park because in the park is just chocolate.
Is it really good? The exclusive flavor?
Oh, I love it.
Then you need to get it.
I'm going to. I should.
Do it.
And then I'll get the pizza.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, we kind of harped on
this. I like that the pizza comes with its own plate.
I know. Like they Disney give you a plate. Oh, yeah. And yeah, same with the green alien mochi. They give you like little paper.
They give you the packaging, containers, which is like really interesting.
Yeah. So it's like it's paper packaging. It's not the plastic ones, which I think is really cute. I love
it's
that.
It's really cute.
I love that they do that.
Yeah. For real.
Okay.
So here's an idea. You can have a Lorcana party night and order the Disneyland food, like snacks.
Oh my goodness, that would be amazing.
Right? And it's got like all the little packaging and everything. And you can play the game and you can eat TDR snacks. And that would be kind of a blast.
Oh, I would love that. I think that would be so good.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, let's move on from shopping.
Okay.
Fantasy Springs. No more shopping. But Fantasy Springs, we kind of mentioned it briefly, but mentioning it again because it's worth mentioning because Tokyo Disney has finally made the announcement that Fantasy Springs is open to everybody now.
Like, does this include like the rides or do you still have to like...
There's still an asterisk there.
Uh-huh.
So as I think we did mention this before in another episode, Fantasy Springs was, I think it was from January 7th, they started letting everybody into the area. So you didn't have to have one of the passes for the rides to go into the area. So the whole area is open to everybody. If you're a guest in the park, you can come and go as you please from Fantasy Springs. But the asterisk there is you still need to get a pass for the attractions to ride them. So that means the regular standby lines are not open. You still need to get a standby pass or buy a Disney Premier Access for Peter Pan, Rapunzel, Frozen, or get a standby pass for Tinkerbell because Tinkerbell's only a standby pass.
Right.
And then for the restaurants, you have to do mobile order. But mobile order, it's kind of easy to do anyway. Like it's not really as competitive as it once was. So getting a mobile order for the restaurant is really not that difficult.
Like
don't wait, but you don't need to panic about it. Like you'll be fine. And last time I checked, you need to do a standby pass for the gift shop. So you can get into Fantasy Springs, the area, but all the stuff to do is still kind of behind the app stuff you need to do.
But like the gift shop stuff, can you buy it through the application?
No, but most of that stuff is available at other parts of the park anyway.
Okay.
Like even, I think like some of the like hotel exclusive stuff is in the shop. So I guess, you know, that would be, if you're interested in that, you're going to have to go there. But everything else, I think most of it's available at other other stores in DisneySea. And also a lot of it is, not everything, but a lot of it is now at Bon Voyage.
If it's like around DisneySea and if it's at Bon Voyage, I don't understand why it's not available for order on the app.
I think, is it? No, it is. It is on the app, but that's for in Japanese. Is it Japanese?
Okay.
Wait, Fantasy Springs. I'm just reading the Japanese. Oh, it is available through the app, but you have mm-hmm. to, this is one of the things, you have to have a park ticket though.
Okay.
It's not just available to anybody. You have to have had a park ticket.
Japan, that makes sense.
It's just complicated. The stuff is complicated.
Yeah, but like I would understand, like that makes sense. Unless it's at Bon Voyage, and then I'm like, then you should be able to buy it without a ticket.
Yeah. But I did see the two Mickey and Minnie Fantasy Springs Hotel outfits plush, or the keychain plushes. They were at Bon Voyage. But that was the only hotel merchandise I think I saw. I don't know. There's so much stuff. It's hard to keep up with it. It changes like every day. So it's like, I don't know anymore.
More will probably become available as time passes.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Fantasy Springs. One thing I did notice with the Fantasy Springs stuff, though. So, you know, before when everyone was like, you know, racing to get these passes, right, to get into Fantasy Springs.
Yeah.
The Disney Premier Access would always go first.
Mm-hmm.
And then standby passes would go after, which I guess kind of makes sense because, you know, people want to guarantee to get in. So, like, what's a good way to guarantee something? You pay for it, right?
Right.
But now I've been checking the app pretty much every day. That's flipped. So now the standby passes go first, followed by Disney Premier Access.
Right. I heard that. I heard about that too. Yeah.
Which makes sense, right? So it's like you don't have – like there's not that mad I don't know. Can I say it's not a mad rush anymore? I'm not sure.
I think that's fairly safe to say.
Yeah, it's not as like cutthroat, quote unquote, as it has been.
It's still like a pain to get.
It's still a pain, yeah.
Yeah. But
the stuff does last longer too. I've been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff has been lasting longer. Like I think I checked at like noon the other day, and there was still Premier Access and Standby Pass for Rapunzel and Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
The Peter Pan is always available.
Yeah, that one's an easy one to get.
Yeah.
Like that one's a people eater. Like they push people through on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen is like, that one's, make that your priority if you're going to get one.
Yeah.
Because that one goes first all the time. Like relatively quickly. Because, well, it's a good ride. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, just know like it's flipped now. So standby passes go first, then Disney Premier Access. We still don't know what's happening with the whole, what's it called? After the 31st of March, because, you know, the ticket, special Fantasy Springs ticket is going away.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to, like, just open up the standby lines for everybody and just have Disney Premier Access. We don't know. Or are they just going to keep it like this for the foreseeable future? We don't know. They haven't said anything.
Yeah. But
this is all we know so far. So you don't need to have a pass to get into the area, but you have to do the other stuff that we just mentioned to get in there.
True.
I'm sure that'll change.
Oh, for sure.
Probably by the time this is published, it'll change again.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Last bit of news. Fantasy Springs Shinkansen, they're doing it again, but this time it's a different route. So last year it was, I can never remember, the Tohoku Shinkansen, the one that goes north, right, that one, they did the Fantasy Springs special Shinkansen. And now this time, starting from February 21st until mid-September, it's actually on the very popular Tokaido line, the famous between Tokyo and Shin Osaka.
Yeah.
So That's a very, like, that is a route that is heavily used, right?
For
if
sure.
You come to Japan, 100%. There's a good chance you're taking that. If, like, well, you are taking that. If you're taking the Shinkansen from Tokyo to Kyoto to Nagoya to Osaka to Kobe to anywhere west. Never.
Especially west, yeah. With, like, the expo. When is the expo?
I think it starts April.
Ooh, so right on time.
Yeah. I do know, like, for this, like, the Shinkansen stuff, like, so it's not like you book a special ticket to get on this. It's just kind of, it just happens.
I feel like there's, like, a bunch of salarymen on this bullet train. Probably.
So, like, typically, like, they will put up, I haven't looked too deeply into this one yet, but how it's worked in the past is, like, they'll tell you the day before. Mm-hmm. Which Shinkansen is going to be the special one,
right? Like which time? So
it's not one of those things that you can really plan in advance at all, really. It might be different for this one because it's quite, like, it's a heavily traveled path, like, route. But usually, like, it's like a day or two. They'll tell you, oh, it's, you know, the Nozomi, you know, 111. That's going to be the Fantasy Springs one, right?
Is this, like, one of the trains where you can use, like, the free ticket that they do?
Oh, the JR Pass, you mean?
Yeah.
Let me read the article. I guess that would be
good. Or do you have, like, you need, like, a reserve ticket?
Like, which one it is exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's going to be on the Hikari and the Kodama train. So those are the slower ones.
Okay.
And by so
probably
ones,
you can use, like, the pass for that. The
yes, slower you can, ones. Yeah, I think the Hikari, yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And by when I say slower Shinkansen, I mean, like, the speed is not physically slower. It's they have more stops.
Yeah.
So, like, the Kodama. It
takes time to get there.
Yeah, the Kodama is, like, the cheap one, the cheap Shinkansen.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes 4.5 hours to get to Osaka from Tokyo.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like the local train. It stops at every single Shinkansen stop. But it is the cheapest. You can get there pretty cheap if you're not worried about time.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cheap. And if you want to splurge, like, maybe make your money go further by getting the green car for a 4.5 hour train ride. No, you could do that. Because the green car is kind of like the way to go. I love the green car.
Oh, for sure.
100%. And the Hikari is, like, I think the step up. So it's like, it skips a couple stops, but still it takes a little bit longer. I think it's the Nozomi is the fastest one, I believe. Is it the Nozomi? I think it's the
I'm
Nozomi.
Not sure.
It gets there in 2.5 hours because it goes from, like, Tokyo to, I was going to say Shinagawa. And mm-hmm. then, like, Shin-Yokohama, and then Shin-Yokohama, it goes all the way to Nagoya. Like, it skips everything between those two. Like, that's pretty far. That's like an hour and some. So, yeah, that's the one I usually take because it's obviously quicker. I'm usually going somewhere for work. So, I don't really want to be on a 4.5 hour Shinkansen train.
Yeah, for sure.
Ugh, goodness. Well, that's all the news I could find. I'm sure there was stuff that we missed, but that's fine.
I wonder. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can do another news episode later.
Yeah.
Easily. Oh, goodness. Well, before we go, though, we want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. So if you want to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow. We can get access to our episodes early. We have bonus episodes. Like, we have a huge catalog of bonus episodes. We've done a lot over the last, oh goodness, I think we started doing Patreon like 2017.
No, so, are you serious?
Yeah, 8 years. 8 years of bonus content.
That's wild. You
can go back and listen to all that stuff. Our bonus episodes are usually kind of like a little uncensored. We talk about random stuff, it seems like. Anyway. Huge thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mum Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Robinson, Taylor, and Mel.
and Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy, and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, Adelaide, and Tara and Nina.
Thank you so much, Explorers, for supporting us over on Patreon. And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button or follow button on your podcast app of choice. That way you don't miss any of our episodes. And if you have just started planning your trip, go back a couple episodes because we did some planning episodes for Tokyo Disney and Universal and stuff. So, you know, go back in the catalog. We have lots of content there for you. All right, Explorers, I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer. And I am the one, actually, I'm sporting new glasses, so you'll probably see that on camera very soon.
It's spiffy. Yes.
We'll talk about that on the bonus episode, about my new glasses. And joining us always is a wonderful Patricia.
Yeah, I guess I'm the one eating all the chocolate and chocolate collabs. You can find me at Dream Sweets Love on Instagram or Inktastrophe on Blue Sky. You guys, keep exploring. Let us know what news you're looking forward to at the Disney parks. And yeah, have fun. Keep exploring.
All right, Explorers. See you in the next one.